Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on Ayin Bet and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Zekiteich imeti, Zekiteich micholizeh, Zekiteich lachar mita. If he uses any one of these three lishonot, lo amar klum, he didn't say anything. The deficit in all these lishonot, most obvious is which, is with the last of the lishonot, is that he's giving the get, he's trying to divorce his wife, lachar mita, after he's already passed away. A get is only effective if it's given while the husband is alive. After he's already passed away, the relationship has severed memela by itself. The giving of the get has no meaning or no bearing at that point in time. So if he says, this is your get, after I have passed away, then there's no meaning to that statement because the effectiveness of the get is lachar mita, and therefore there's no get. In the first two lishonot, the way that seemingly the rishonim are reading this is, Zekiteich im meti. This is your get, im here not being if, but rather when I die. And they're translating it almost as if it has spelt with an ayin instead of an aleph, which is, this is your get when I die. Or Zekiteich micholizeh, which Rashi says means, this is a get from this sickness, or in this sickness, and that sickness persists until its death. And therefore, it doesn't go effective until after his death. The Tosafot read has a little more nuanced reading of that piece of the Mishnah, and he says, Zekiteich imeti, and then the next line is, Zekiteich imeti micholizeh. And again, he seems to reading it the im with an ayin instead of an aleph, which means that this is your get when I die from this sickness. So all of those fail because they are post-death gitin, which are not effective. Mehayom imeti, meachshav imeti, harizeh get. Here where he specifies the effectiveness of the get is immediate, and then there's a condition based into that, which is, it's from today, if I do die, from now, if I do die, that works as a get. The Rabbeinu Tam over here raises an issue as to whether there's a difference between mehayom versus meachshav. Meachshav seems to mean immediately. Mehayom seems to mean from today, which means starting tomorrow. And the Rabbeinu Tam asks, what happens if he passes away on that day itself? The Rabbeinu Tam is b'safek, whether that's a good get. The Rabbeinu Chanan says, for sure it's a good get, because the Lashon of Mehayom is equivalent to the Lashon of Me'achshav, and of course he intends for the get to be effective immediately. That's why he's giving it right now, and that's why he's saying Mehayom. Therefore, even if he passes away on that day, it still would be an effective get. Mehayom ulachar mita, get ve'enu get. He says from today and after death, then that is a safek get. The reason being that he makes two statements that are contradictory. He says mehayom, which means that it's effective now. Ulachar mita means that it's effective after death. So the question is how to read that second statement. Is the second statement a retraction of the first statement? At first, he wanted it to be effective immediately, and then he changed his mind and made it lachar mita, and of course, then the get would fail. Or do we say that mehayom is the effectiveness of the get, or the lachar mita is the condition? It is effective from today if I do die, and that's what will go into effect, because the tonight will trigger it at the point of death. Since we don't know which of those two he is intending, therefore, we say that it's a get, ve'enu get. And therefore, imet choletzet. If he dies, the woman can only do chalitza, but not yibum, v'lo mitya bemet. On the other hand, she still has to perform chalitza, because we're not sure if there was a get. And as Rashi notes over here, this is different than a matana. In a case of a gift, we can interpret each statement to be meaningful. When he says, me'ayom, ulachar mita, even though those are contradictory statements, by the case of mamonot or matana, you can bifurcate the din and say that he's given the karen, the principal, immediately, but he keeps the production of the field for himself. So basically, he's put it into a trust for this individual, and the output or the production of the trust belongs to him. Ulachar mita, then the whole thing will go to this individual, meaning not only will the principal belong to them, but also the production of the land. So there, by a matana, where we can interpret both languages to be meaningful, we explain it in that way. By a get, that's not possible because there is no such thing as a kinyan by a get, lachar mita. Therefore, you have to interpret it one of the two ways that we suggested, which is either it's a retraction or it's a qualification of the previous statement. Zekiteich me'ayom, imeiti mi'cholizeh. If he says, this is your get from today, if I die from this sickness, so in essence, that would be an effective get because the effectiveness of the get is immediate. It's conditioned on him dying from this sickness. Therefore, if he dies from the sickness, it's a good get. If he doesn't, it's not a good get. V'amad v'alach v'shuk. So he gets up and he's able to walk around v'chala. And then he falls ill again, umeit, and then passes away. Omdim oto. Then we assess the situation. Im avchamat choli harishon meit. If it really was not a full remission from the first sickness, rather a temporary respite, then we believe that he died from the first choli, and the get is a good get. How is a get? Vim lav. If not, if he went into full remission, and then he dies from a completely different sickness, then the tnai was not mikuyam. Because of that, ain't no get, it's not a get. So the fact that he's able to walk around and be healthy, but then dies shortly after, or from a sickness immediately after, we have to question whether that's really a continuation of the first sickness, or is that a completely new ailment or illness, and therefore it does not meet the qualification or the tnai that he placed in the get. Mar says, Alma, imeiti kalachar mita dami. In the beginning of the Mishnah, you say the words imeiti mean after passing away. Vadartani, and then later on in the Mishnah, you say mehayom imeiti, or meachshav imeiti, alma imeiti lav kalachar mita dami. In that case, you say imeiti is a qualification rather than a statement of after death. Because if it was a statement after death, then it would be equivalent to the next case in the Mishnah, which is min hayom ulachar mita. That's not what we say. When you say mehayom imeiti, we say that it's simply a tnai and not an indication that you want it to happen after he's passed away. So in the Mishnah, it seems the Mishnah defines imeiti one time to mean with or when, versus the second time where we interpret it to mean if. So how do you have two interpretations of the im? So Marabaye, imeiti shtei lishonot mashma, ein ochanami. Imeiti has both meanings, and therefore the context in which it's said is important. Again, I would possibly suggest that the difference might be between spelling with an ayin and an aleph, and that same word can have meaning in different ways. Im with an ayin means with the death of, with my death, and im with an aleph would mean if I die, and that construct could come out of the meaning im here, even though both cases in the Mishnah it's spelled with an aleph, seemingly that is the difference that's being promoted by Abaye over here. So it's mashma mi achshav, immediately, umashma kalachar mita, but it's also mashma post-death or after passing away. Amar la me'ayom, when he uses the preface of me'ayom, commander ma'ala mi achshav dami. Therefore, the imeiti, as if he said, or is telling us the meaning of the imeiti, then means immediately, if. Lo amar la mehayom. He does not start out with the preface of mehayom. K'man delamar la lachar mita dami. Then imeiti means with my death it will go effective, which obviously does not work because you cannot have a get after mita. Zekiteich imeiti lo amar klum. In the case in the Mishnah where he says that this is your get when I die, then it's not a good get and it's meaningless. Amar Rav Huna v'choletzet. Even though it says that it's meaningless, she still has to perform chalitza here, as if to imply there is a safek. V'ha lo amar klum tani. Doesn't the Mishnah explicit about the fact that this is a meaningless statement? Lo amar klum da asira le'almo, uliyavam nami asira. Lo amar klum means that the get has no impact in releasing her, and therefore she is asura to everyone else, because of the possibility she might have to perform Yibum, Uyavam, and to the brother who could perform the levirate marriage, Nami Asira, she is restricted because maybe she did get a get. My says, V'had to be seifa. The later case which says, Umeyom alachar mita, where the Mishnah is explicit, Choletzet, says that that's the case of Safek, and we say Choletzet there, Bechlau the Reisha, Yivumei Nami Yivyamma, that in the Reisha, it's not a get completely. And there is a choice to do Yibum or Chalitza. Because otherwise the Mishnah would have specified like it did later on in the Mishnah. Where it says, Matznitan kirabonon. Our Mishnah is authored by the Rabbanan. Rav Huna damar ki Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna's shita over here is ki Rabbi Yossi, the shita of Rabbi Yossi that says damar zmano shostar mochiach halav. That the dating of the shtar is the equivalent of having mehayom written there. The only reason to date the shtar is to tell you the effective date of the shtar. And the effective date of the shtar is today. So that's the equivalent of having mehayom written in the shtar when you date it. So unlike the Rabbanon who require you to specifically say or write in the get mehayom, Rabbi Yossi says the date being there, it's sufficient to say as if it said mehayom. And that's what Rav Huna is saying. That when you have someone who says harizek giteich imeti, it's the equivalent of saying mehayom uli achar mita. Because mehayom comes out of the dating of the get. Imeti then is uli achar mita, is like a retraction. But the Gemara says, wait a minute. Who says it's mehayom uli achar mita? We saw before in the Mishnah, if you say mehayom imeti, everybody agrees that that's a full-fledged get. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Yossi, Yochi Rabbi Yossi, Chalitza, Nami Loti Bai, you shouldn't need either of these because it's complete get. So therefore, I Rabbi Yossi, Chalitza, Nami Loti Bai. According to Rabbi Yossi, you shouldn't even need Chalitza. Bechitema misvakile the Rabbi Huna, that Rabbi Huna has a safek. Ihilchotok Rabbi Yossi, O ain alocha ka Rabbi Yossi. He's not sure whether alocha is or not like Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, he says his din is a safek. Because we're not sure if the halacha is like the Chachamim, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we come out in a position of safek, which is you do chalitza and no yibum. Is it really a safek for him? Rabba baravua chalash. Rabba baravua fell ill, was on his deathbed. Olegabei Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Rav Nachman went to visit him. According to the Tosafot read, he also has Rava in this visit. And that might explain why later on in the sugya, Rava comes in and discusses the issue of the psaka of Rabbi Yossi. But in our Girsu, we don't have Rava visiting. Amrali Rav Huna, the Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna whispers to Rav Nachman, "By me neighbor Rabba Bar Rav Huna, halacha Rabbi Yossi, oin halacha." Ask Rabba Bar Rav Huna whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in this din of dating the get, makes it as if you said mehayom. Ask him whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi or not like Rabbi Yossi. Now, even though Rav Huna was much older than Rav Nachman, and might even have been a Rebbe of Rav Nachman, nevertheless, he asked Rav Nachman to ask the question of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, because Rav Nachman was a Talmid of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and so he felt he would be more comfortable in conversing with him in his state of illness, versus Rav Huna, who didn't have that close relationship. Therefore, Rav Huna, even though he is much older, and seemingly, we'll see in a second, wiser than Rav Nachman, he still prodded Rav Nachman to ask the question because of his relationship with Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Amalei, Taima de Rabbi Yossi lo yodano. Rav Nachman says back to Rav Huna, I even know why Rabbi Yossi says this din. Halacha yibayimine? I'm going to ask him whether halacha is like him or not. So Amalei, so Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, Ad bayimine halacha? You ask him whether halacha is or not like Rabbi Yossi. But Taima de Rabbi Yossi, ana amina halacha. When we finish here, I'll explain to you what the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi's position is. Bamine, so Rav Nachman queried Rabba Bar Rav Huna and asked him, is the halacha like Rabbi Yossi? Amalai yachi amar Rav, halacha like Rabbi Yossi. That this is what I have in the name of Rav, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The batar nafak, after they left there, Amalai, then Rav Huna explained to Rav Nachman, what is the reason behind Rabbi Yossi's position? Hainu time de Rabbi Yossi, the kasavar, zmano shoshtar mochiach alav. As we said above, the reason that Rabbi Yossi believes that in these cases it is a good get is because having a date in the shtar is the equivalent of saying mehayom. And that's the whole purpose or reason for putting the date in there, to say that it's effective immediately. Ella. So that can't be the question that Rav Huna had. Because over here we clearly see that Rav Huna got a mesora through Rav that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Even though, as Tosafot points out, later in the Masechta, Rav puts into the language of the get, specifically that one needs to write min yoma denan from today, indicating that you have to write mehayom, and that the date is not sufficient. And the Gemara there says, la fuke mid Rabbi Yossi, to the exclusion of Rabbi Yossi's position. Nevertheless, Tosafot explains over here that enochanami, that Rav really does hold of Rabbi Yossi. He just, l'shaper l'shon ha get, to make it a much cleaner get, and to prevent the problem if Bati Dinim in the future didn't know this, that the dating is Mehayom, he instituted that they write Mehayom in the get to cover all bases. Ella, what is the safek here of Rav Huna? His question is, did Rabbi Yossi also say his din when it was conveyed orally or not? The way that the Rashi phrases the question over here is, if he writes a get in which there is no stipulation, no tnai in it, simply has a date in it, and a get that he hands to the woman. When he's handing it to the woman, he says the language of Harizekiteich Imeti. So now, the question, as Rashi poses it, is, does the language he uses when he hands the get, is that in combination or governed by the language of the get? And therefore, it's the equivalent of saying Me'ayom Imeti Micholizeh, because the shtar has a date in it, which, according to Rabbi Yossi, means Me'ayom. And in combination with the Imeti that he says, that makes it Me'ayom Imeti, which would be a fine get, because it would be effective immediately. Or do we say that when he hands it over and he speaks Baal Peh, Ki Masr Ne'ala, Hadar Be'mizman Deshtara, he is backing away from the dating in the shtar, Masr Ne'ala Amanat Lachar Mita. And therefore, when he makes the statement, it's not governed or qualified by that which is written in the get. And therefore, it's his equivalent of saying, Harizek Giteich Imeti, which is not an effective get. That's the nature of the question according to Rashi, which is how tightly coordinated is the dating in the shtar and his oral statement, how closely correlated are they? Is it as if he said, Me'ayom Imeti, or do we see them as being non-correlated items, and therefore the oral tonight overrides anything we would have taken away from the writing in the get? On the other hand, Tosafot, in a slightly more nuanced manner, says the question of the Gemara is, can you orally override what is written in the get? The get clearly says Me'ayom, according to Rabbi Yossi. Then when you say orally Harizek Gideich Imeti, does that override what's written in the get? Or is that not able to override in the get? And that's the safek of Rav Huna. Does he really have a safek about this issue? That's not. Don't we have a Mishnah? Harizek Gideich Im Lo Bati Mikan Vad Yud Bet Chodesh, a Mishnah that we're going to see coming up, that says, if this is a get, if I don't come from now until 12 months from now, Umeit Betoch Yud Bet Chodesh, and then he passes away in that 12-month period, ain't no get. It's not a get, because he did not fulfill the Tanai, and a get was only effective when the Tanai was completed, because over here he never said Mehayom or Me'akshav. Betaniyala, Rabuteinu, Hitirua, Li'inase. And on that, we have a qualification that there were Rabbonon that paskened against that Mishnah, and said that she is mutar to marry, even though he died, it's as if the Tanai was fulfilled, because he didn't show up in 12 months. And even though that's after his death, the get is effective immediately. Ferminan man rabbuteinu. Who are these rabbis that are matir? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, beidina de sharu mishko. Is the beitin that was matir shemen shel akum, which we know from other places in Shas and Avodah Zorah, that that is the beitin shel Rav Yehuda Nisiya, who is the grandson of Rabbi, that they were nimnu begamru to unwind that restriction, that shemen shalovet kochavim is not a sur. Again, that's not relevant to our Gemara, it's just identifying who these rabbotenu are. The savri law ki Rabbi Yossi, and they hold like Rabbi Yossi, damar zmanu shel shtar mochiach alav, that the dating of the get proves that it means mehayom, or that is the effective date of the get. So even though he made a tanai here, they didn't say mehayom, it was written in the get a date, and the date is the equivalent of Mehayom. Now, it's not clear from here how the Gemara knows that that's a case of Be'al Peh, that that's a case where he said it orally, and it's not something that was written into the get. So, according to the Rambam, who believes that you may not write any condition in the get, because that undermines the get has to be a document that is a sefer kritut, that totally severs their relationship, and there can be no conditions left in the get. You can have oral conditions to the fulfillment of the get, but the get itself can contain no conditions in it, then it's clear here that the condition that is placed here is an oral condition because it can't be written into the get. So then it'd be obvious why the Gemara thinks that this is an oral tanai. On that hand, according to other Rishonim, I believe you can write a tanai into the get. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests over here that's because of the nature of the way it's said. It says, Harizek Giteich, this is your get, as if he's speaking directly to the woman. And therefore, when he's speaking to the woman, it's a directive that is an oral directive rather than something that is written into the get. But from here you see that everybody agrees that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that even if you have a oral Tanai, that Tanai is affected by the dating of the get and the combination of them make it into an effective get. He has a safek as to whether halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in this circumstance or not. Meaning that we know that Rav said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but maybe that's only by the case where it's written that Tanai is contained inside the get, and therefore the dating of the get along with the Tanai combined to say Me'ayom Al-Achermita. But maybe Rav did not say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi definitely holds by a case of Baal Peh that it still works and that the Zmano Shoshtar Melchiach Alav. Nevertheless, we don't know if Rav's statement of halacha Rabbi Yossi expands also to include that case where Rabbi Yossi says Zmano Shoshtar Melchiach Alav. Mar says Umi Misfekele. Is it really a safek? V'amarovo Harizeh Giteich. Rabbi says if he says Harizeh Giteich, this is your gate. Imeti Bisha Ani Meti. Get. That's a good get. Kishi amut ulachar mita ein zeget. So if he uses a lashon imeti visha ani mate, those work. Whereas if he says when I die ulachar mita ein zeget heichidami. What's the case here by Rova? Ilei madamar la mehayom. If he specified in the get mehayom virabonon, and this is the sheet of the rabbonon tzricha lemeimar. You have to tell me when he specifies mehayom that it works to be effective immediately? Of course that will work. That's not. That's explicit. That's our Mishnah. Me'ayom imeti harizeget. Elalav dolomar la me'ayom. That the case there, that Rav is speaking, is a case where me'ayom is not used. The Rabbi Yossi. And it's according to Rabbi Yossi. Shema mina. From this you would conclude that the locha is Rabbi Yossi. That the lashon of the get matters. And therefore, when you say, harizeh giteich imeti, it's still governed by the date and the get. It's the equivalent of saying, me'ayom imeti, shani mate, is the same as saying, me'achshav, shani mate, when I do die. Whereas the latter two lishonot are lishonot that clearly say that he's trying to make it effective after death, which doesn't work, because they're not being used as a tnai, a condition, but rather as a definition of the effective date. Mar says, eno chanami, l'rova pshitalei, l'rova, it was clear, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, even in a case be'al peh. And that might have to do with what we said before, that the girsa of the Tosafot read was that Rava was there, present, when Rav said the halacha like Rabbi Yossi. And Rava believed that was the case, not only be'chtav, but also be'al peh. The Ravuna, misfekele. On the other hand, for Ravuna, it was a safek. He wasn't sure. He didn't know in that case, when he was present then, when Rav said it, halacha like Rabbi Yossi, did he only mean it by be'chtav, or he meant it also be'al peh. Be by Tema, Lomam Damar La Me'ayom. The Enochanami that he said Me'ayom, and it is Ula Rabbanon, and it's the Rabbanon, and you said before, that's Pshita, because that's our Mishnah. Bahani Lishne, it's Rikule. It's teaching you the difference in Lashonot. It's telling you, Shani Mate, Ki Imeti Dami. That the Lashon of Shani Mate, which is the second Lashon brought over there, is the equivalent of Imeti that is found in our Mishnah. Ukushi Amut, that the Lashon of Amut is equivalent to Lachar Mita Dami, which is also found in our Mishnah Dami. So it brought you one Lashon that is found in the Mishnah and one Lashon that's not found in the Mishnah. And what it's teaching you here is, even according to the Rabbanan, that this Lashon is the equivalent of Mimeti, and this Lashon is the equivalent of Lachar Mita. So it's giving you other languages or expressions that have the same din. And that's the Chiddush of Rava. And therefore, Rava wouldn't be any proof to us that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi Baal Peh, because he was speaking about the sheet of the Rabbonon when he said Me'ayom specifically, and wasn't relying on the date and the get to create that Me'ayom. V'ika de matni la seifa. Some place this statement of Rav Huna on a latter piece of the Mishnah. It's the third Lashon of the first three Lashonot, which is Zeh Giteich Lachar Mita. This is your get after death. Lo amar klum. He doesn't say anything. Am Rav Huna, uledivrei Rabbi Yossi, choletzet. According to Rabbi Yossi, you still need chalitza over there. Gemara says, pshita. That is also simple. Mid the sefer Rabbonon, choletzet. In the sefer where you have a safek, where you say, mayom, alachar mita, the Rabbonon say you're choletzet. Reisha nami, the Rabbi Yossi, choletzet. Then it makes sense in the Reisha, if you just say, lachar mita, that you'd have to be choletzed, because Rabbi Yossi says the dating of the get is equivalent of saying me'ayom. So then you've effectively created me'ayom al-achar mita on the reisha, and then of course Rabbi Yossi would believe choletzed, just like the Rabbanan believe when you explicitly state it in the seifa me'ayom al-achar mita that you are choletzed. Now, ma'u d'teimer Rabbi Yossi b'ha k'rabbi svirelei. I would thought maybe in this case Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi. Damar gitam al yahavi. When you say me'ayom al-achar mita, that's a full-fledged get. V'chalitza nami lo tibay. And you wouldn't even require chalitza because it's such a full-fledged get. He argues on the chachamim who say that you are choletzet. So maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi there and the get is an effective get. What Rav Huna comes to tell you is he does not hold like Rabbi. Kamash malon. No, there we conclude. Dolo Rabbi savalak Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Dolo Rabbi Yossi savalak Rabbi. And Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi. Rabbi lo savalak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Diktani kze get. That like this is a get. Imeute de Rabbi Yossi. To exclude the position of Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, in a case where you say me'ayom al-achar mita, Rabbi says kze get. That is a full-fledged get. That is a good get. Well, kze is a exclusive language, which means this is a get, but not anything else. Implying that some case that is very similar would not be that way. And that'd be a case where you have a date in there and it just says l'achar mita. According to Rabbi, that doesn't work, and he does not hold of Rabbi Yossi that the date can replace the word me'ayom. Rabbi Yossi now owes some luck to Rabbi, tiktani kazeg get. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says that this is a get in a case where, we'll see in a second, there was a condition placed in the get, and Rabbi Yossi over there says that the condition isn't problematic, and that is a get. And Gemara again says kazeg get, that's a get. But not what Rabbi says is a get that comes to exclude that position of Rabbi. Now, the Gemara explained what these positions are. Rabbi Mahi, where is the position of Rabbi found? The Tanya we have in the Tosefta. Me'yom al-achar mita, get ve'inu get. Similar to our Mishnah, that is considered to be a safek get, because you don't know if he retracted his position or whether he was simply putting in a tanai. That's the Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Omer kaze get. That is a full-fledged get. And he believes that me'ayom makes an effective get immediately. L'achar mita is simply a condition. That is the condition of the get. That is that I die. And when we say kaze get, that means only that is the case of a get. So Rabbi believes that that is a full-fledged get, unlike our Mishnah. Nevertheless, he does not hold like Rabbi Yossi that dating the shtar is equivalent of saying me'ayom. Rabbi Yossi mahi. What is the case of Rabbi Yossi? Tznan. A Mishnah further on says, Kedvu tnu get li ishti. You should write a get to my wife, im lo bati mikan ve'ad yudbet chodesh, if I don't come in the next 12 months. Kadvua betoch yudbet chodesh, if they wrote it before the 12 months elapsed, v'natano l'achar yudbet chodesh, and then only gave it to her after the 12 months, enu get, that is not a good get. Rabbi Yossi omer, kaze get, that is a fine get. As we'll see when we get to the mission over there, it depends on the placement of the kidvu utnu. Whether he put the tznai first and then wrote kidvu tnu, which means that he doesn't want them even to write it until after the condition has been fulfilled. Whereas over here, where he put the instructions before the tznai, there the chachamim say that it makes no difference. And in either case, you have to both write it and give it after that period of time. The chachamim believe that it is a qualification that says don't do these actions until the elapsed time has gone by. And of course, if he passed away beforehand, it would not be an effective get, because you can't give a get la'achar mita. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, since he changed the order and put the instructions first, the only thing that he really cares about is that the get's not given until the condition is fulfilled. But as far as the writing of the get, he doesn't mind that it's written earlier. And again, Rabbi Yossi says, kaze get, which is an exclusive language, which says that this is a get, and not Rabbi's position where it's me'ayom al-achar mita is a full-fledged get. Rather, Rabbi Yossi holds like the chachamim, that is a safek get. It happens to be that Rabbi Yossi says, even if they don't write me'ayom, it's a safek get, and that's what Rav Huna says. And in the case of la'achar mita, without saying me'ayom, the date becomes me'ayom for Rabbi Yossi, and he believes that it is a safek, just like the chachamim believe it's a safek, me'ayom la'achar mita later in the Mishnah, and not like Rabbi, who believes that that is a full-fledged get. So now the Gemara continues to discuss the last part of the Mishnah, which is, Zegiteich me'ayom imeiti micholizeh, v'amad v'alach bashuk. Amar Rav Huna, this is a statement that we saw earlier in the Gemara back on Daf Samach Vav. Which is Amar Rav Huna, Gito kimatanato. The get and his matana are equated. Ma matanato, just like by a matana, imamad chuzer, if a shchimera gifts all of his property on his deathbed and then gets well and survives, then he's chuzer, he can back out of all the gifts, because the premise of all those gifts, or built in tonight of all those gifts, was he thought he was going to pass away. And that's why he gave away all of his possessions. Now that he didn't pass away, he is retracting all of those gifts because that is an embedded condition in all those gifts. Avkito. So too, with regards to his get, if he gives a get on his deathbed to his wife, built into that is a condition that he can retract, or if he survives and is well, then the get is batel. So imamad, chozer, and therefore he can back out of it. I'm explaining this according to Rashi. We'll see in a second that there's a different view of the Rabbeinu Tam of how to explain this. Umagito, avagav delo parish, just like by his get, even though he doesn't specifically say tnu, kidvu utnu, if he simply says kidvu, we assume he meant to give tnu, because he is taroif hadat, he is bogged down by his death, or whether he's traveling, or he's being taken out to be executed. In all those cases, we assume that kidvu means kidvu utnu. Came in the mark tovu, avagav delo martnu. Even though if he just told him to write it and then instruct him to give it, we assume he meant write it and give it. Af matanato, just like that's the din by get that we've seen in the Mishnah, so too that would be applicable by a matana. Came into martnu, as soon as he says give it, af agav delo kanu minei, even though they never made a full acquisition or never made a kinyan from him. So the lack of kinyan is not a problem. We saw that story earlier where they told Rabbi Avina to run to his Rabbi Rav Huna. Because according to Rav Huna, when Gneva said, give the gift, he doesn't need a kinyan. And then he has a full possession over the item based on this statement of Rav Huna. Now the truth is that Rav Huna's statement here is not such a big chiddush, because we know that din by Eshchev Meira. Eshchev Meira who gifts items, we don't need kinyanim. He's able to do gifting through Amira. So why do I need Rav Huna to teach me this din if that is the din of Eshchev Meira? What's the chiddush that Rav Huna is adding over here? So that can be one of two things. Either, based on the Mishnah earlier that we saw by a get, that the Chachamim expanded the din of Shechiv Meira, not only to a Shechiv Meira, but also someone who's being taken out to be executed, or someone who's going on a trip, that since they are Tarud v'masehem, we gave them the same din as a Shechiv Meira, and Tnu will work there even without a Kinyan. That's one possibility as to what the Chiddush of Rav Huna is. The other possibility is that he's telling you that not only is it new mean that we do give it to him, but we give him all the powers that we vest in someone who makes a kinyan on an item. And therefore it's the equivalent of as if he made a kinyan at that moment. Even though if you said it's new, we would say, okay, we would carry out the words of the Shechiv Meira and we would give it to him. But over here we give him even more power than simply, yeah, we'll give it to you. But rather we say it's as if he has a kinyan. And therefore there are nafkaminot if we say there's an effective kinyan immediately as to the powers of this individual over the gift, rather than saying tnu simply means, yes, we will give it, and it'll be effective when you receive it. And so that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that the kinyan is effective immediately when he says utnu. Now, again, I mentioned before that this is according to Rashi. Rashi believes that Rav Huna's chiddush here is that in a get, even though he made no stipulations and said absolutely nothing, that if he's a shechiv meira, then if he survives from that illness or from getting stuff from his deathbed, the get is batel without any condition written in it. And Rashi's shita makes sense, because if you put the tanai or embedded the tanai in the get, or when he gave the get, he said that this is your get if I die, then it's clear that if the condition's not fulfilled, that the get is not a good get. The only chiddush that Rav Huna could be teaching us is that even without that in the get, it still is a built-in tanai. That's the way Rashi learns the statement of Rav Huna. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam, for numerous questions that he asks on Rashi, believes that that's not the case. And he says here, the case is a case where he wrote the condition into the get. Okay, Nira Rabbeinu Tam, Shechiv Meira Shentan Get, Lo Itna, Shechiv Meira gives a get without many condition, Diyamamad, Eino Chuzer. But if he survives that illness, he can't back out of it. Velo Domi, Damad Nat Shechiv Meira. It's not similar to a gift of a Shechiv Meira where that's a built-in premise in the gift. The reason for the difference is that a gift only goes effective with the death of the individual. That's the whole idea of the matana over here. Since the matana is only effective after his death, therefore if he gets up and he survives, the kinyan or the gift was never given, and that's why he can retract it, because it was never finalized. The get goes immediately effective because he basically says, Behayom, it's effective now. And here in a case where he didn't specify any tonight, then the get's immediately effective. Because that's his intent. Because there is no such thing as a get achar mita. Hilkach enu chozer. Therefore, he can't back out of it. Imlo perish, if he does not specify the t'nai inside of the get. And therefore, the explanation of gito kimata noto de kamar ravuna, me ravdeno utame adamar gito, blomar get shchiv meira, mashma de kaya matanitin. It's going back to our Mishnah that says, me ayom imet micholi ze, v'kamar ma matanato afilu below t'nai, by a gift, even without a t'nai, that's a premise of the gift, imamad chozer, av gito b'tnai. If a get has that condition in it, imamad chozer memela. Then when he survives or gets up from it, it automatically terminates the get. So the chiddush, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is not the fact that there is no t'nai, because the t'nai is written specifically into the get. The chiddush is that if he survives and he doesn't die when you put that t'nai in there, we assume that the get is batel. Even though he became ill again and died from that second illness, nevertheless, we say that the get is batel. Because you would have thought, possibly, that the husband's whole purpose of the get here is to protect his wife from Yibum. And if he dies, he wants the get to be effective. So even though he survived the first ailment, but then became ill from the second ailment, you would think maybe his intent was that the get be effective in either case. Nevertheless, we say if he puts the t'nai in there, imamad chazar, if he survives that illness or becomes well from that illness, that t'nai is no longer effective. And the get is batel by itself, and just because he dies later on doesn't mean that he intended for the get to be effective in that manner. Now the Gemara continues. Done. Our Mishnah. Zeki teich me'ayom, imeiti mi'choli zeh, v'amad v'alach b'shuk, v'chala umeit, umdim oto, imach matcholi rishon, meit hari zeh get. If he died from the first ailment, then it's a good get. Im lav, enu get. V'yamart, according to you, Ravuna, who says, imamad chozer, that as soon as he stands up, gets up, then he can back out of the get. Lama li umdina. Why do I have to figure out whether he died from the first sickness, the second sickness? As soon as he gets up from his illness, then automatically the get is batel. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, as the Tosfot points out, the question of the Gemara is pashut. Just like the Rabbeinu Tam says, when you put a t'nai in there, that was the statement of Rav Huna, as soon as you're amad, the get is batel, then what's this whole story here with the Umdana? He was omade in our Mishnah in a case where he wrote the t'nai into the get, and he said the t'nai specifically. That's against that position of Rav Huna. According to Rashi, it's a kol shekein, which is Rashi says, even if he didn't write a t'nai, but the case of shchiv meira, then amad, he can be chozer. In the case of our Mishnah, where he did write the t'nai, and he's omade, certainly over there, the get should be batel. Why do I need to do this umdana? Lamali umdana. Hari amad. He stood up. Amar mar breder of Yosef, mishmei de Rava, shnitak micholi lecholi. Amad doesn't mean here that he stood up. It just means that he moved from one ailment to another ailment, one illness to the next illness. V'amad k'tani. What do you mean? It says that he stood up. Amad micholi zeh, v'nafol lecholi acher. It's a figurative term. It doesn't mean that he literally stood up. It means that he moved from this sickness to the next sickness. Amad. He cleared out that sickness and then entered into the next sickness. Va'alach b'shuk, Dani. The Mishnah says that he walked around in the shuk. What do you mean that he wasn't amad literally? It says, halach al mishanto. It means that he didn't walk around like a healthy individual. He was walking with his cane. He was still sickly when he was mobile. And therefore, he never got up to be totally healthy. So that's the case when we need an umdana. V'hakamash malon. That comes to teach us, dalach al mishanto hu, to be in an umdana. That when he walks around with his cane, then we need an assessment as to whether he died from the first illness or he died from the second illness. Idach umdana namilo ba'inan. But in a case where he never gets up and he remains in bed, even though it goes from one sickness to another sickness, There we need no assessment, and we assume that he died from the first ailment. The way that Rashi terms it is, Mi shelo alach b'shuch mistama, afo pishnitak l'choli acher. He never got out of his bed, not literally, but if he never walked around outside, outdoors, with his cane, then we can assume that embedded in the second sickness, Yeshua Micholi Rishon, that has some residual of the original ailment that is embedded in the second sickness, and therefore he definitely died from the first sickness, and we don't even need an assessment. And as Tosafot points out over here, once you've come to the position that Rav Huna suggests, or the way that we're explaining our Mishnah, that he didn't literally get up, but he figuratively got up, or he got up with his cane, then it doesn't seem to be any Chiddush in the Mishnah. Of course, in that case, you need an Umdana to understand what transpired. If you didn't hold like Rav Huna, and you take the Mishnah literally, then when he walks around like he's a healthy guy, we still need an Umdana. That would be a Chiddush of the Mishnah. But now, at this point, when you tell me if he walks around like a healthy guy, we don't need an Umdana. And we only need an Umdana, an assessment, in the case where he walks around with a cane, and we're not sure if he really recovered from the first illness, that's also obvious. So the Kamash Malon, or the Chiddush of the Mishnah now, is that in a case where he never got out of bed and walked around with his cane in the shuk, that over there we need no assessment, and even though he switched illnesses, we assume that it's still embedded in there is the original illness, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Shramina, Shchiv Meirach, Yinitak, Micholi Lecholi, Matanato, Matana. And therefore, you see from this, so you would conclude from this, that if a Shchiv Meira went from one illness to the next illness without ever getting up or without ever showing any signs of remission from the first sickness, then his gift is a good gift because he died from the illness in which he gifted everything. Dama Rabbi Elazar Mishmei Durav Shchiv Meira Shnitak Micholi Lecholi Matanato Matana. In Ochanami, that's exactly what we have. We have a member in the name of Rav, that if he goes from sickness to sickness, even though he gifted everything in the first sickness, assuming that he would die from that sickness, when he persists through to another ailment, then we assume that the gifts are still in effect because he never really got out of the first illness, and that means he died from the first illness. Rabba Virova lo sfirlu had Rav Huna. Rabba and Rav Huna do not hold like Rav Huna. Now again, this will make a difference whether you hold like Rashi or the Rabbeinu Tam, how we explain this. Because they're afraid that if we do hold like Rav Huna, people will come to think that Mita is the determinant of the get, and again, is effective the Achar Mita. The way that Rashi explained it over here, we said that he didn't make any Tanai, the Shchiv Meira, and simply, if he gets up, then the get is Batel. But if he doesn't get up, then the get is effective. So what people will conclude from that is, death is the determining factor in whether a get is effective. As you see here, when he gets up, then the get is batel. When he dies, the get is good. And basically what it seems from the outside is that death is what causes the get to go effective. And people will think, literally, that a get is effective, the charmita. On the other hand, for the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the tnai was embedded in the get, or was spoken when the get was given, and he said that this get is me'ayom im meiti mi'choli zeh. What we're afraid of is that Rabba Verova lo svirlu had Rav Huna tafilu amad valach below mishenet, that if he gets up and walks around without a cane, came into shuv meit me'oto choli, since he dies from that same sickness, enu chozer v'haba get. He cannot back out of it, and it is a good get. Because if we let him back out of it when he gets up from that sickness and walks around in the shuk, there's nothing to do with the sickness that is the goreim. Because he died from that sickness, and we see that the get is not an effective get. The whole tanai has to do with death, and therefore people will come to the wrong conclusion that it's death that is the cause of the effectiveness of the get. Therefore, if he dies, the get goes effective. If he gets up, since he didn't die, therefore the get is not effective. People come again to the wrong conclusion that a get is effective achar mitah, or mitah is the goreim for the get. Therefore, Rabba and Rova do not hold of this position of Rav Huna. And therefore, they believe, you read the Mishnah kipshuta, that even if he walked around in the shuk without any mishenet, he still needs an umdana to determine whether he died from the original choli or not. Because we don't want anybody who just walks around to automatically have their get be batel, Because then that would seem to connect it to the mitah rather than to the choli. Gemara says, Umi ika midi midoraita lo havigita. Is there such a thing that min haTorah, it's not a get? Because Rav Huna is right, midoraita, that this get is not a get. Mishum gzeira, sharina neshidish the alma. Nevertheless, because of the worry of Rabba and Rav over here, we're going to say that it is an effective get, even though it's not. Gemara says, in. Yes, we have such institutions of the Chachamim, that even though you have a marriage midoraita, and the get is not a good get midoraita, nevertheless, the Rabbonin say it's a good get, because, kol mikadesh, adaita the Rabbonin mikadesh, because anybody who gets married with a built-in condition as to the will of the Chachamim, and that's why we say, Ariat Mukadeshet Li, Bitabat Zu, Kedat Moshe Israel. That's the condition that we place in it. Vafkino Rabbonin, the Kedushim Minei. And the Rabbanan, therefore, retroactively unwound the Kiddushin. Rather than saying that it's a get me the Rabbanan, which wouldn't help over here, they basically say that the Kiddushin are null and void, and therefore they don't need a get here. And the get works, because there really wasn't any Kiddushin. There was never any marriage here. So I'm the Ravino, the Ravashi. So again, we've seen this Gemara earlier in the Masechta, back in Daf Lam Gimel. We saw it in Ketubah, we saw it in Yevamot, and we discussed it more in detail, all of the nuances of this. But I'm the Ravino, the Ravashi, Tinach, the Kaddish, Bekaspo. That works when you're talking about Kiddushin Bekesef, because Beit Din can unwind such a Kiddushin. Over there, if you remember, we saw the position of the Rebbeim of Rashi versus Rashi over here. Again, we're not going to get into more detail. Back in Daf Lamed Gimel, we explained it much more in detail. Kodesh Bebia, Ma'ika LeMeimar. If he does a Kiddushin through Bia, how can the Chachamim unwind that? By money, at least you can say Hefker, Beit Din, Hefker. And therefore, they can change the status of a monetary transaction. So in the case where he got married through a monetary exchange, where he did the Kiddushin through money, their Beit Din can unwind it. But he does it through a maaseh, through an action of Bia. How can the Chachamim unwind it? Amalei, Shavu'a Rabbanan, Bilato, Bilaznut. Rabbanan, in that condition of Kedat Moshe Bisrael, also have a right to determine the nature of the Bia. And therefore, they can determine that the biyah was not a biyat kiddushin, but rather a biyat zenut. And since they term it as biyat zenut, then they were never married. And for the same reason, this get, even though it's not good midoraita, the marriage dissolves, because the Chachamim say this as if they were never married. That's the way that Rashi explains it. Again, back on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, we explained how the Rebbeim of Rashi, the Rambam, they explained this Gemara differently and the implications of that. Okay, we're going to stop here. 14 lines down on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph.